This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Am I on the air? Thank you, Limits. I looked to my left and nobody was there. Where'd you go? Well, first thing on a Monday morning.
I was getting my headphones all ready to go.
What a man you've become. Your Team USA hat. You watching the Four Nations. You're rooting for Team USA.
Oh, you know it. Even though I hope Sidney Crosby scores like, you know, a hat trick in the final, but Team USA wins.
It looks like Sid only has use of one arm, kind of like Spencer Horwitz at the moment, doesn't it? He was great in game one, but I think that injury has set in. But first, I want to check in with you. And we're both lamenting the fact that Pomp is not here, correct?
That's correct.
We're both celebrating the fact that Donnie Football is engaged, correct?
Very, very happy for Donnie. Talked to him last night.
We're going to have Donnie in at 12:30. That's a big moment. The ring looks wonderful. He put out his lovely fiance's ring on her hand, which is a good place, right,
yep,
to have it on social media. What a man Donnie is.
Yeah,
huh?
Donnie did a great job with that ring. I'm not going to act like I'm a ring connoisseur and a ring expert.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he did a very good job picking that out.
I want to hear all about it. And I'm also very intrigued by this notion that Donnie has scrubbed social media of the name Donnie Football. Is that right?
That's for him to talk about, not me.
You're the one who told me about it. So first, it's for you to talk about.
I'm the one that tipped you off about it and said to talk to him first before bringing it up, and you didn't talk to him
first. No, we don't do that around here. It's on social media, Limits. What is a secret?
It says Donnie Chedrick now on his social media account. Maybe he's gone through a rebranding of his name.
That's what I'm curious about. I'm just curious. That's all. And we're going to talk to Donnie Football. Is he still Donnie Football? We're going to talk to him.
We'll find out in 2 hours.
Is his wife? Is the guy or woman going to say, "I now pronounce you Mr. and Mrs. Football"? Is she Sarah Football? What's happening here?
I think she'll be Sarah Chedrick.
Okay. All right.
With football in parentheses.
We have to ask.
Football will become Donnie, our new middle name.
Yeah. Yes. Sarah Football Chedrick. We have to ask Donnie about all of this. I mean, I'm wildly intrigued. He's become a celebrity. No kidding. He's become a celebrity. And when that happens, I mean, we talk about George Pickens. When he scrubs social media of certain references, we have to talk to Donnie about this, Limits. Yes?
Yes, and maybe that was a condition of their engagement.
I don't know. That's why we're having the man on. We also have another special guest later, off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. But I begin today with me coming off an epic television watching weekend, Limits. And I mean epic. It might have been the greatest ever in a career that's pretty epic in its own right. I've spent a good portion, probably a tragic portion of my life, sitting in front of the television watching things, and I've never had a weekend like this one, and I think it was born of the fact that there wasn't really any great sports on. Not really any great sports. Football is done. The hockey happened, I think, was it Friday or Thursday? I don't even know.
Well, Team USA played Thursday, but the USA-Canada game was Saturday.
Saturday, that's right. I did watch a little bit of that and watched it on replay, which was even better. But that had nothing to do with my epic sports weekend. I should say television watching weekend. I begin here, Limits, on a Friday night, my wife and I. Bohemian Rhapsody, the story of Queen. Did you see it?
No.
You should. It's maybe the greatest musical biopic of all time. It's the highest grossing one. The actor, whose name I forget, was incredible. And it's semi-sports related because We Are the Champions has become the most popular sports anthem of all time. I don't think it was intended that way, but this was an incredible, incredible movie. It like puts the Bob Dylan movie and everything else to shame. I like the Elton John biopic. There's lots of them that are good. Nothing like this one. Nothing. And I demand that you see it. It took me 5 years to see it, but I really think you should see it.
It's better than Enigma, the story of Aaron Rodgers on Netflix right now that I'm currently watching.
I actually like that. And I gained some respect for Aaron Rodgers because I've actually secretly, I don't talk about it much, have been on retreats like that, not including the drugs.
The darkness retreat.
Not sort of, yeah.
Oh, we have to learn more. Oh, you can't just divulge that and not share more.
I've been in caves. I've been spelunking. I've done fire walks. I've done truss falls off high platforms. I've done a lot of things that you don't know about. Sweat lodges.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. And this reminded me of that. I'm like, all right, this dude, in his own way, is trying to connect with a deeper self, with other people. I can respect that.
Where do we start? Truss falls or spelunking?
Well, we're going to go back to the movies for now. Maybe Donnie Football can bring it up since I'm bringing up his personal information later.
He could bring the popcorn.
We could. He very well might. So I can't recommend that movie enough. I was just blown away by the Freddie Mercury story, by the power of their music. If you're of a certain age, you remember Live Aid, the concert. And I vaguely remembered that they stole the show, and that was unquestionably the case. And he is a legend, and I was just moved by it, man. That the last scene was just phenomenal. Wow! However, that wasn't even the highlight of the weekend, Donnie. I mean, Limits. The next night, we go back to back. The first movie was very odd. It's called I Care a Lot. I think it was off Netflix. Did you see that?
No. Did you care a lot about the movie, though?
I did. I actually had a nightmare related to the movie. It was about a person who becomes the legal guardian through very nefarious means of elderly people. And then she takes advantage of them and steals all their money and sells their houses. The actress was an unbelievably believable, if that's a phrase, unbelievably believable villain. She was great. The movie scared me, and I had a nightmare. But that was followed up, Limits, by my first ever full watching of Caddyshack.
Wow. First ever?
First ever. Had never sat through the entire thing. And needless to say, I kept asking myself why. You had Bill Murray, Rodney Dangerfield, Ted Knight, and Chevy Chase at the tops of their games in the same movie? I don't know. It's one of those weird things. Like, I'm sure there are movies that you've never sat through and you wonder why. It just, the time was never right, correct?
Correct.
You've never seen It's a Wonderful Life, have you?
No, I have.
Okay. There was a movie a couple...
That is one that I have seen at Christmas time.
A couple weeks ago, you brought up a movie that I couldn't believe. The Sound of Music, right?
Yeah, well, I've seen The Sound of Music.
Okay, then I'm wrong about that,
There's
too.
A lot of other movies that I have not seen, though.
I know. You know what I mean. And
of course, you brought up two of like the 15 that I've watched.
I can't believe I've never seen it. The part with the Reverend insisting that he play through the round in the lightning storm. Anyone who's played golf the way I do, which is obsessively, can relate to that. I've been out there on the course. No, I'm not leaving. I don't care if I get hit by lightning. I don't care that it's hailing out here right now. I don't care that my ball just landed in a puddle and I'm trying to play the ball out of the puddle. Him playing through that round was tremendous. And then the other scene that I related to as a fledgling golfer was, it was like an interview, but in the background, there was a guy playing the ball 5 feet at a time and swearing. Remember that scene?
Yes.
He hits the ball. He swears out loud. He shanks it. It's going literally like 5 feet at a time. What a great movie. Do you agree on that?
You didn't bring up the gopher whatsoever with Bill Murray.
That part is sort of overrated to
me.
I didn't laugh much at that part. I mean, Bill Murray is funny. The physical humor's obviously brilliant. But it was more the golf scenes and more just seeing him and those other three legends in their primes
and
together.
You bringing up Chevy Chase makes me think of last night, the SNL 50th anniversary special, and
yeah,
they didn't even show Chevy Chase other than like 2 seconds at the very end.
My wife left in a huff. I was going to bring that up later as the disappointment of my epic television watching weekend was the SNL 50th anniversary. It sucked. Would you agree?
I didn't think it sucked. Like, there were moments that I liked. I wish they would have brought the Californians back. They did
what
that
it
for
should
the 40th.
Have been, what it should have been was a couple of funny people or many people taking turns narrating all their greatest moments. That's what we wanted to see. Earlier in the day, I was talking to my sister and her husband about concerts and how annoying it is when you go to a concert and the person you're there to see play their greatest hits doesn't play their greatest hits, right?
Right. So you what you wanted to see was like
50 years of SNL. I thought that's what we were going to get.
The best sketches
yes,
of like from 1975.
Yes, limits.
Not people like replaying the sketches in different roles.
Or people trying new sketches, which were not funny at all. It was stupid.
Yeah, there were a couple of new sketches that were thrown in there.
There were more than a couple. I'm going to disagree with everything you say today. Because you're off to a start of disagreeing with me.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
What time is that Finland game tonight? Finland-US?
I think it's at 8.
No, it's not. It's at 8:05. I'm going to disagree with everything you say today.
Probably 8:07 they have to do the anthem.
No,
actually,
it's not. It's 8:06.
It'll probably be 8:23 considering that's when USA-Canada started.
And that's not the half of it. That's not the half of my epic watching weekend. I woke up Sunday morning and watched the movie Air with Matt Damon as Sonny Vaccaro. Sonny Vaccaro, however you want to say that. The story of how Nike, then a fledgling company, at least in terms of its basketball prowess, somehow landed on Michael Jordan. Limits. Did you see that movie?
Yes, and the fact that Nike was like not a player at all in basketball sneakers. It was all Converse.
Right.
Larry Bird, Magic, all the above. And when Nike ended up taking a risk on Jordan and banking on, one of my favorites is when they ended up going with the band Air Jordan shoes.
Yes.
You know, that whole band campaign.
Right.
They brought it back as like a little tribute to it, I think a couple of weeks ago. That was a risk they were worth taking that paid off better than I think any risk in all of sports marketing history.
Just really cool. A really cool movie about, you're right, the greatest marketing coup in the history of sports, if not the history of America.
Yeah.
Did you see where Jordan, if I have the number right, makes $400 million a year in passive money off of Nike, off of the Air Jordan brand?
It's insane.
Because his mom insisted on that clause where he would get a part of every shoe sale. What a scene that was. Matt Damon was incredible in that movie. We're efforting Sonny Vaccaro for today, because I also think he's a great guy to talk about NIL and everything, because he's a key figure in the history of athletes getting paid from the Ed O'Bannon case. But the parts of the movie that stood out to me, Limits, one was Sonny driving all the way to Jordan's house in Wilmington, North Carolina, to meet the parents, right? Did you love that part? I'll tell you why I did, because that's what I tell people in my classes at Waynesburg, or what I did. You have to go the extra mile. You have to be different. You have to do better than everybody else. How can you do that? This guy took an unbelievable risk when he went against his Jordan's agent's orders, against all manner of sort of formality and properness, and got on a plane and then in a car and went to the tip of North Carolina and knocked on the door of the Jordan family and talked to the mom. I mean, it was phenomenal. And he told her, this is what you're going to hear from Adidas. This is what you're going to hear from Converse. We're not making any promises here, but if you hear those things from them, then you give me a call. And she heard exactly that, the BS, according to him, that came from those two companies. What did you make of that scene, Limits?
It showed intent. It showed care. It showed passion. It showed that, the fact that when Jordan was coming out of college, it's not like he was LeBron, like the chosen one.
No, he wasn't even the first pick.
No, he was the third pick. So it's not like he was a bona fide Victor Wembanyama, LeBron, number one overall pick,
right?
Slam dunk.
Right.
So for him to be able to trust his gut on Jordan.
And that was a flaw I had in the movie. One of the great scenes was Matt Damon watching the famous shot Jordan beats Georgetown for the national title, right?
Yeah.
With that shot from the left side.
As a young player at Carolina.
So Matt Damon is obsessively watching the tape and he's like, oh my God. And they showed how relaxed Jordan was as a freshman and how the play was designed for him and what his body language before the ball came to him is what convinced Sonny Vaccaro that this guy is, as he put it, an absolute killer. Like, he's going to be a legend.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He convinced his marketing guy of that, but I never saw a scene where he truly convinced Phil Knight, Nike's guy, owner, founder, where he convinced him, like, why is this guy the chosen one? There was never a scene with that, and it bothered me. But there are many questions I would have for Sonny if we can get him on today, including, of course, the NIL stuff. Michael Jordan's mom, incredible, as she was in The Last Dance, if you saw her get interviewed. I want to know more about that. And about the language that she insisted on in that first contract. I want to know about the shoes, Limits. And I know you're very interested in the shoes. Remember they said they have a certain percentage of the shoe has to be white or you get fined every game $5,000. And the designer of the original Air Jordan was like, or one of those guys was like, screw it, we'll just pay the fine every game, make it more red than white. Did that ever come to fruition? Did they have to pay? Like, how long did they have to pay for? That was $5,000 a game, which was a lot of money in those days. So we're efforting Sonny. And that doesn't even bring me to the greatest TV moment of my greatest TV watching weekend of my entire career.
How much time did you have? Did you create another 4 hours in the day?
A lot. I did nothing. There was nowhere to go. We took a walk last night, my wife and I, and I said, it can't be any different in the mountains of Siberia right now. Are there mountains in Siberia?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think there's mountains almost everywhere.
It was unbelievable. It was like the rain had turned to snow. It was now dark and the wind was whipping. And I'm like, where are we? What is happening? Is this the worst winter we've had ever since we moved to this house? I mean, it's incredible. So there was nowhere to go. Absolutely nowhere to go. And then yesterday, right after watching Air, I stumbled upon the Elvis Presley documentary about his 1968 appearance on NBC, his comeback appearance. And this is also sort of partially about sports because it reminded me of athletes that we were robbed of seeing them in their primes. We only got a glimpse. And I came to this conclusion based on watching this performance by Elvis in 1968. He was absolutely blanking phenomenal. Phenomenal. My brother-in-law, Gary Hahn, he was the PR person for Graceland for a long time. So he knows all the Elvis people, including Priscilla, very well. Now he runs the, from a PR side, the National Comedy Center in Chautauqua or Jamestown, and the Lucille Ball Museum, I might add,
wow.
Incidentally.
Congratulations on all his success.
So he knows. So we had a Q&A with him after we watched this documentary. I'm going to say this out loud, in my not so humble opinion. I think as far as musical performers go, that Elvis Presley is the most dynamic and versatile musical performer there's ever been in this country. And this 1968 special on NBC proved it. And it was so short and such a little taste of what we could have gotten if Colonel Tom Parker hadn't basically both made Elvis and ruined him. And if you saw the movie, Elvis, you know that. He made him, but he also ruined him by this constant string of B-movies that Elvis was in, all the same. Made a ton of money. But for 7 years, Elvis disappeared. And what he was a guy who could sit down and play guitar, by the way, and play a hell of a guitar, and play country, and play bluegrass, and play unbelievable blues when you put an electric guitar in his hand. Had one of the great singing voices you'll ever see. Was Mick Jagger before there was Mick Jagger, or maybe after there was Mick Jagger, both of those, and was incredible. But we only got to see it for like 2 hours that night, the best of this guy. It was like Gale Sayers. You know, we got him for 10 minutes because of injuries limits. And this was phenomenal stuff. And if nobody's seen this documentary, you have to watch it. You have to watch it. And as some of the people who were interviewed for it said, you know, this was a time when the Beatles had arrived while Elvis was making all those B movies and disappearing from sight. And Dylan had arrived and the Stones and everybody else. But for this one night when he was allowed out of his cage, Elvis told the world, oh, yeah, I'm Elvis Blanken Presley.
Have not seen it.
You need to see it. You need to see it, and everybody in the world does limits.
Not that interested.
I know you're not that interested. And you're not that interested in the other documentaries that I saw either. You and I are of different generations.
Which one?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I actually went to the movie theater. What was the movie? What was the movie that like they made based on around Queen and a couple of others like 10, 15, probably 15 years ago that it was in theaters?
Yes.
I went and saw that. Why can't I remember the name of it? I don't know, but I was very curious about what SNL 50 was going to be, too. I know we touched on that a little bit. One of the texters said that SNL 40 has more so of what you're looking for there with old replays of clips.
Very disappointing. Very disappointing last night. Anyway, I wanted to relay my weekend in sort of a sports-related way because it was memorable. It was. We're going to try to have Sonny Vaccaro on the air today at noon to talk about that. That's still a fairly recent. That just came out in 23.
Yeah.
That movie. And I thought it was very brilliantly done. But in the meantime, Limits, we have your Pittsburgh Pirates and their first full squad workouts begin today. And my friend Jason Bumbliss tweeted me a projected lineup for this team. And his text to me said that he felt ill upon seeing it. And I'm not sure that he's off base there. Are you ready to listen to this thing?
I think Mr. Bumbliss is going to have a really good next couple of weeks, too, with his team he's coaching.
Yeah. He sent me something that you did. Did you predict that Beaver would win Class AA?
4A.
4A title?
I did.
Wow.
Made my predictions.
That's going out on a limb, Limits, but I like it.
I picked Mr. Bumbliss' team. I think they're really good. They got a dynamic score. They can put up 30-plus a night in Mayo.
You can call him Jason at this point. Yeah, Mayo's a hell of a player.
Yeah, so he can play pretty well, and it's basically going to be, can they beat Bel Vernon? Can they beat Avonworth again, I think.
So here's the Pirates' projected lineup. You ready for this?
Yes.
I think this was it ESPN? It was
MLB.com. My guess, because I think I saw the same thing that you saw.
Isn't everybody projecting lineups right now?
Yes, MLB.com put one out 2 days ago, though.
Okay. Andrew McCutchen leading off, followed by Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, Joey Bart in the cleanup spot, Nick Gonzalez as your five-hole hitter, one-arm Spencer Horwitz in the six-hole, Key Bryan spin in front of the plate, topped another grounder to the pitcher, Hayes, at third base. We Are Family in the eighth spot, and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa batting ninth. Are you kidding me? Is that the lineup you saw?
Yeah, that's the lineup that I saw.
Your first reaction?
Talking about length in the lineup? Non-existent. And
that has the length of an inchworm, that lineup.
When I look at it, I just think about the infield there, Joe. Like, in the conversation we had a couple of weeks ago, can they hit 40 home runs from that group? I'm not confident that they can hit 35.
The starting infield or the whole lineup?
The starting infield.
No, the over-under is 30.5 on the start. If you have Horwitz, Gonzalez, Kiner-Falefa, and Hayes, can they hit 30 is the question.
I think they just get over it, just barely.
Oh, my God. A 38-year-old leadoff hitter who one of these years, like he's been above average to some degree, with some prodigious slumps, I might add, like last year. He's your leadoff guy? Joey Bart. Bless his heart, Bart. As your cleanup hitter? Followed by Nick Gonzalez, who had like a 700 OPS. He had some clutch hits, which is nice. A one-armed first baseman as your sixth guy? And Key Bryan Hayes as seven, followed by Tommy Pham, who is soon to be 37, and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who is best as a utility man. Of course, they lead the league in utility men.
Don't forget about Adam Frazier. 2021 is smiling somewhere.
Utility man. Malcolm Nunez, I read, plays third and first. A utility man. Nick Gonzalez, utility man. Andy Rodriguez, utility man. Henry Davis, utility man. Tommy Pham, utility. Is there anybody on the team who just plays one position and is good? Other than Brian Reynolds?
O'Neill Cruz plays center field now.
Yeah, he's a utility man because he can also play short. So here's my question. As full squad workouts begin, were you way more optimistic last year? Because I was.
100%. because, and that was without Paul Skeens already in the majors and Jared Jones knowing what we think he is. That was with not as good of a starting rotation, but I thought the bullpen was better, and they didn't do enough to be able to supplement the talent that they have on this roster.
Well, let's go to Bradenton and talk to our friend and yours, Gormie the Owl, who is live in Bradenton. He's coming up next. He wrote about the first baseman today. Noah Hiles in the Post-Gazette had a really good piece on the Spencer Horwitz mystery around his surgery. I mean, it's just incredible. How many people are blocking Hank Davis right now? This is like you going up for a layup in an NBA game. You'd have 17 guys blocking your shot. How many guys are blocking Henry Davis at every position he can play? What are we doing here? Let's ask Gormie the Owl about that. And yes, my opinion on Elvis Presley. You tell me.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.